The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Thursday, December 22nd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us. And I'm going to reflect on some comments I made yesterday after I get done with our formalities here. I've got some interesting news for you as well, because you called up and you made comments to us on the show or off the show about how you listen to us. And so I've got some great news for those of you out there, Power Hour listeners, after I get done with some clarifications and apologies, because we're to err as human, okay? Understand that. Now, first off, Dale Mitchell from Better Living, we've had him on the show before. He's got 14 new Sun Air purifier units built, ready to ship, ready to go. I have one of these in my house, and they work great. In fact, when they stink, it means they're working because they're cleaning up the air. They're ozonating the air. They're totally great units. I love them. We also have 20% off OptiVita Basic Essentials until the end of the month. So it's a good time to stock up health products. As a matter of fact, also, 10% off OptiVita products across the board, 10% off North American Urban Spice products as well. And we still have the OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle. That's silver lozenges times two, vitamin C and D, bottle of each of those. You would normally pay $70.90, but it's $53, okay? And then, of course, the silver gel, 24 part per million, and OptiVita Silver Liquid, 10 part per million. You use that. For those of you watching me on Rumble and Brighteon, well, guess what I have in my water, and it works. That's why we're hungry, or we're healthy, rather. Healthy and hungry. Had a good breakfast this morning. What about you? Did you have a good breakfast? We skipped lunch, basically, because of the fact that we've got the show. And that's what's going to change. The show is going to change. Now, I know, you're all sitting there waiting with bated breath. Oh, what are they going to do? Yes, we are getting rid of, at the end of the year, we are getting rid of 13.845. Now, don't panic. You're going to love the rest of the news. I mean, love the rest of the news. First off, I got to clarify something. It costs a lot of money to broadcast on a shortwave frequency. This is no different. We have to cut expenses, too, in order to stay on the air and in an attempt to become more convenient to people. It is now official, and I can announce it right here, that the Power Hour is going back to its morning broadcast time starting January 2nd. You can listen live from 7 to 9 in the morning Central Time. That means I'm getting up at my regular time like I usually do between 4 and 5 a.m. and starting to work on my day. And that means that 7.490 shortwave listeners will be hearing the show live once again and can actually call into the show. No more repeat broadcasts unless you go to our website and listen to it in an archive. So you shortwave listeners out there, yes, Tim and everybody else, we heard what you said, and we started thinking, you know, maybe they got a point here. But see, back then, the opportunity wasn't there. Now the opportunity has arisen, and so we took advantage of that opportunity so that we could bring you the show live again on shortwave at 7.490. No more replays. You can call into the show then, 7 to 9 a.m. Central. We're on for 2 hours. Joyce used to be on from 7 to 10. Logistically, we couldn't make it work. 7 to 9, we can. So we're taking our two-hour block to the mornings once again. Paul Bradley, co-founder and COO of Hedge, will be on. Get Hedge. He'll be on today with us, as well as Jeff Crueri, talk show host and political analyst about Joe Biden. And of course, now I got, before I get into world news, I got a, and I see, here's the thing. I read all the emails that we get, right? And I got to clarify something. You know, back in the 70s, and I mentioned a story yesterday about me taking a wrong turn and coming up on a Klan rally. All right, that's my ignorance. Back in the 70s, like many of us, we were programmed to believe that the Ku Klux Klan was a very dangerous outfit. And see, that was our ignorance. That was my ignorance back then. So I think I didn't go far enough in clarifying my ignorance. And here's the thing about David Duke. Because now I got people upset. Now, I don't want to get you upset. I know we have Rents Radio listeners out there that listen to David Duke, okay? I get that. A lot of what David Duke has done lately, I mean, a long time ago, from my understanding, he has divested himself from any having anything to do with the KKK. Here's the thing. Way back, you know, they were burning down churches. I mean, we got white people burning down churches and shooting up things. All right. We got black on black crime. We got white on white crime. We got all sorts of crime. We got injustice in America. Mr. Duke is just telling the truth. I get it. I agree with what a lot of what Mr. Duke says. All right. I know he's on Rents Radio and many of you are listening to us there, too. All right. Now, understand that I'm not here to talk smack about David Duke. All right. I get it. I get it that he's, you know, trying to tell the truth like all of us are. All right. My ignorance, my apology. So, you know, for those of you out there, he's entitled to his opinion and he gets demonized. I get demonized. I have been demonized before. I know what that's like. Every time I do an audit of a land record somewhere in the United States of America and I expose the truth on behalf of the homeowners that have been screwed by the major banks, I get demonized. And they sit there and make fun of me in the media. All right. I get it. I know what it's like. You know, Mr. Duke, you know, needs to understand that I'm not talking smack about him. Right. Back then, he was associated with that thing. He's not now. All right. I get it. And for those of you who got perturbed at my comments yesterday, understand they're based on somewhat on my ignorance back then in the 70s. Understand also that we have a lot of what Mr. Duke is saying is correct as a representative. And he, you know, is speaking out on the same injustices we speak of. First off, our justice system is all screwed up. We got a brain dead president, a brain dead vice president, and that's why we're having political analysts on here to talk about it today, right? So, you know, what Mr. Duke says, I subscribe to a lot of it. I understand what he's trying to get, the messages he's trying to get across. The whites are a minority. And I also was reflecting on a story out of New Orleans, which is, you know, got a very large African-American population. If we're going to be politically correct here and not piss everybody off. You know, you don't talk smack to a white cop if you're a black guy. You know, here's the sad state of affairs. And this is the truth in America. It is a shame that black fathers and black mothers have to tell their black babies when they grow up, please don't talk smack and call the cop a white honky ass mofo. Especially if you get pulled over for a traffic stop or you're likely to get yanked out of the car and beat to a pulp. See, here's the thing. Everybody deserves respect, right? I get it. I really do. God says, oh, no man anything but to love him. Is that the way the world? No, because Satan is running the damn place, okay? Half of you out there are worshiping the devil. And some of you don't even know it. Especially you mommies out there that are taking your little kids to drag shows. Romans 1, I get it. You know, but again, my apologies. I'm not talking smack about David Duke, all right? I'm not doing that. I understand you Rents Radio listeners out there might have been a little taken aback by my comments. A lot of it is ignorance from the 70s. And, you know, perhaps I should start listening to Mr. Duke more. I might turn into a white supremacist. But you see, here's the thing. Mr. Duke, I don't believe, is. I think he has done a full circle and has seen things different. So I am not talking smack about him. But see, they could call me a white supremacist, too. But do I sit there and talk smack about? I have a lot of friends who are African American. I got a lot of friends who are Jews. There are some people out there. And now I see, because we're going to mornings, all of you can listen to Alex Jones. And I've talked, you know, about Alex Jones on the show, too, and got people upset. And they write in and they go, don't talk smack about patriots. Okay. You know, don't talk smack about patriots. All right. The next time that I get on the radio and I sit there and I say, okay, beware, there's an incoming nuke, but don't pay attention to all the fear-mongering by the other talk show hosts that you may hear. And you see, the thing is we all pay for our iniquities in one way, shape, or form. And if we start talking smack and people get offended, well, you know, you have a toll-free number you can call, 844-769-2944. We can discuss it like civil human beings. And, you know, like I said, Mr. Duke is doing what Mr. Duke does because he feels compelled. There is a need out there. He has a listening audience that respects what he says. There are people who don't respect what I say. You're entitled to that. There are people that don't agree with Mr. Duke either. You're entitled to that as well. You know, this is why we have freedom of speech in America. But, you know, like so many people that we've had on the show has said, when freedom of speech disappears, that's when the killing starts. So that we all have in common. And I guess Mr. Duke and myself and everybody else out there that's trying to get the word out. You know, here's the thing. Look what they did to Kyle Rittenhouse. Here we have a guy way back when. He's in the White House now, and he used to hang out with Joe Byrd, who was an avowed member of the KKK. All right. Have they gone underground of late? A lot of them have. Why? Because they've been demonized. They still are demonized. But here's the thing. Is it a fact that the whites are a minority in America? Is it a fact now that all these people who I feel sorry for that are hanging out at our border right now that deserve to come into this country legally are trying to get in illegally? And the moron in the White House who used to hang out with Joe Byrd, he's letting them all in. Now, can I, you know, turn around and say, okay, based on the philosophy that the whites are in the minority here, more of them are going to be in the minority because of the fact we have all these foreigners coming in from out of the country unchecked, and now they want to take away Title 42, which, by the way, the omnibus bill has stalled because the Title 42 amendment has caused some major problems. And so now, you know, thank God Senator Mike Lee got reelected in Utah because he put an amendment that's put a wrench in the whole damn thing. Now, all of a sudden, we're looking at short-term funding. Yeah, Mitch the bitch and everybody else is looking at short-term funding bill instead. They don't want this 1.7. They got to pass something. I wish the United States government would shut down. We don't need them. They are nothing but a pain in our ass. They keep wanting to spend money. They write checks their body doesn't cash. You know, I agree with Mr. Duke on a lot of points in that regard, because he doesn't trust them either. You know, if we want to talk smack, let's talk about an entity that is begging to be made fun of, and that's the United States government. They are. They're a joke. The whole U.S. government is a joke. See, we have that in common. So, you know, again, apologies. I'm not talking smack about David Duke, all right? Understand that. That's my ignorance, all right? I have to shake a lot of things, like many of you do, about the past and the way that we were. You know, people were demonized back then, and sometimes, you know, we have a difficult time letting go of stuff. So understand, you know, I'm letting go of stuff. I always am letting go of stuff. Sometimes we get, you know, told the truth. And sometimes, you know, people call up on this show and they change my mind about things. And then I say, you know what? That makes more sense than what I was thinking about, because to err is human and we are all human. We are not super gods out there. We're not the final word on things. Everybody's entitled to an opinion. That's the beauty about living in America and not living in a communist state where if you voice your opinion like they do in China, you get rounded up and disappeared. George in Canada, welcome to the show, sir.
Oh, good morning. I see you're not a graduate of the Lenin School of Political Warfare.
Yes, comrade.
Because that's what you learn there primarily is when you get into a debating point, you always got to tar and feather your opponent with some bad idea or concept so that he's accepted as, you know, the universal bigot, homophobe, Nazi, whatever, whatever. There's a big book probably of all kinds of labels you can use. And then wherever they go, they're saddled with this, you know, debt that they don't owe and are vilified by everyone and anyone. Well, let's take the flagship paper of the Eastern Seaboard, the New York Times. My son pointed out to me this morning the December 18th crossword puzzle. You look at the black parts. It's a perfect swastika.
Oh, for God's sake.
And that's
sakes.
The start of Hanukkah. So, you know, the world is, you know, A Dance of a Thousand Veils. I remember talking about that with the producer for a big TV news show here in Canada, W5. And I said, you don't really know what you got till you get down to the last one or two veils. And there's so much camouflage, subterfuge, and such like that. So generally what I learned is, you know, when the tar and feathering comes out to vilify someone, it's usually a pile of crock. And because they are graduates of the Lenin School of Political Warfare. So I don't try not to take it. I want to listen to their words, see what they say, and even study the malignment they're adjusting to them to find out what's the history behind it. Maybe it's not exactly as I was taught, and it's just, you know, an in-ground bit of prejudice. So those are important things to discern. I think Jesus talked about stuff like that. You need discernment, and you have to go over the words, ideas, and concepts, and weigh them in your own mind. And, you know, your own late great president, who was a president when I was a child, said, the day that comes when peaceful revolution is impossible, violent revolution is inevitable. I don't ever want to get to that day. So it's better to have the air filled with things that may be a little off kilter or counter skewed, and you use your own discernment. You make your own choices, your own decisions. And we don't ever have to get to that day where there's violent revolution, because that won't be a pretty day. And you
well,
know, it's
George,
just
you know,
part of the
George, I know it, and I got to ask you. We all learned growing up to try to do right from wrong. We all learned growing up that we had to have discernment. We should have common sense. We should put our thinking cap on. We all had preconceived notions about the way things were because we were paying attention to the media that was distorting our viewpoints about people. And this is where, you know, we fall short. And there's, you know, there's nothing that I can say that, you know, can eliminate what was said yesterday other than the fact that, you know, he's entitled to those opinions. We all are. We all have, you know, looked at things and just like, wow, we're trying to shake loose of some of these ideas that, you know, we thought were correct, and other people have truths as well. And I'm glad that you are doing your part in trying to get the truth out there, because we have had decades of media programming and demonization of people. And this is what has caused, as long as I'm convinced, George, they can, as long as they can keep this country divided and keep people from talking to each other through fear mongering and scare tactics, the collective body can't get together and talk about things and figure out that we've been played.
We've been played. And you know it, and probably everyone at this station knows it. A house divided cannot stand. And the people who are dividing our house want it to fall. And the only way we play into it is to allow it to happen. And by being divisive in thought, opinion, and such like that, is basically you're just destroying your own house, your own life, your own freedom, your own sanctity of mind. And that just has to go bye-bye. And when the day comes we do unite and realize we have common enemies, both foreign and domestic, and the domestic ones are the worst. I don't know if there's any foreign enemies can compete with the ones who occupy Congress and the White House or any of the associated bureaucracies. It is beyond belief that, you know, a Looney Tune Academy can be running the biggest, most powerful, and greatest nation on earth, and that it's just tolerated and accepted by so many. But that's comedy, I guess. Larry Curly and Moe are dead, so we had to get the next best thing. But this
what
this world
that
that's coming.
What would that be?
I hate to ask. I really do.
Yeah, I know.
But to see these warmongers, you know, having lived through the Vietnam era as a child and seeing all the mistakes that were made, learning about all the corruption, COINTELPRO, to learn about Operation Mockingbird, and all the other dirty tricks that were played against the people of the world, not only America. You know, it's just, I never thought that it ever went to sleep. You can't have the keys to evil and ever just surrender them or give them up. And with every passing day, you just see it worse and worse and worse. And my webmaster sent me a video about the food that they've recognized nanoparticles, like titanium, as generally recognized as safe. Because, and they can just throw it in your food. And The other thing that's even worse is that they're using human sludge and these new green funeral mortified bodies and using it for fertilizer on the earth to fertilize our food. And it's disgusting, but that's Soylent Green. You know, it's
there you go.
2022 was the year for Soylent Green, and they're putting this on our food. They're intentionally poisoning us because we are created in God's image, and these evildoers want to do everything possible to turn it all upside down by corrupting our bodies, corrupting what goes into our bodies. Fluoride's probably the biggest and most powerful thing that they poison us with. And it's shocking at first to hear it. You know, I used to believe, you know, things you got approved to eat and such were safe and all that sort of thing. But I've learned over time, nothing could be further from the truth. And then you have to start picking a side. Do I decide for life or not? And it just seems this other side is anti-life completely and totally. And one little snippet, I don't know if you got it for the news, is a longtime Clinton advisor was found dead, suicided. You don't usually get too many joining the Friends of Hillary and Bill Club anymore. But he was hanging from electrical cord, and he allegedly shot himself in the chest with a shotgun. It must have been a very short-barreled shotgun, I would think. But he was the guy who arranged for the Epstein stuff at the White House back in Billy Bob's day. Just so happened he was retired.
Oh, there you go. Well, we appreciate your input this morning on that. That's a new one. Yeah. All right. We got more calls here. I got to take some more calls here, George. I appreciate your time with us here on the show. Brady in Las Vegas, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate you bringing out the truth to everybody listening to your show. It's like even like Alex Jones, a man who I've been listening to for 25 years, everybody was against the truth, and people like you and Alex Jones and Wayne Allyn Root out here in Vegas and a lot of the other conservative shows that bring the truth out is what God wants, and I'm glad that you bring God into the conversation and expose these people and that we are at a spiritual war with evil, and you're dealing with the devil versus Christ and the good, in a good of God. We're in a spiritual war, and your previous caller was, they're trying to get rid of us, and they sure are. And what they've been doing with the injection, the death jab for the COVID vaccine, it's not a vaccine, but what they've been jabbing everybody with is it's killing humanity.
It is, and it's by design.
It's by design, and, you know, normally before, like with the swine flu, after like 60 people died, they took that off the market. We're at like 20 million documented. Who knows, probably way more than that. And we're probably up to 3 to 5 billion dead in the next 3 years.
Yeah, you're probably right about that, Brady, because of the fact this has got a slow kill switch on it. We'll be back after this break. Darlene, if you want to call back in, you can, or you can hang on the phone, and I'll promise I'll take your call as soon as we come back. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Regarest. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Central Time, Thursday, December 22nd, 2022. Dave Krieger back with you on the Power Hour with this segment. Darlene, you still holding?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well,
how
are you?
You guys got snow?
No, we don't have any snow where I'm at. It's going to get cold, though. It's going to get cold this afternoon. It's going to get down to 15 degrees tonight. So, and that's one of probably a five-day run of cold weather we're going to have down here where I'm at. You got snow?
Not yet. Just rain. So if you're warm yet, that means I got more time.
Yeah, we're still warm, but not for long. I'm not looking forward to it either. So what's on your mind?
Well, the reason I called is I got thinking. I stopped in and saw the Jehovah's Witnesses one day, and picked up their information on blood. And if I remember correctly, in the Bible it says, don't do the blood, don't do the blood, don't do the blood. So I always short-circuit when someone says, I'm doing blood, I'm doing blood, I'm doing blood. But the Jehovah Witnesses have, I call it the no-blood manual. You can stop in, talk to them. I had a lovely conversation with them. But you have to be a member of the church to get their form. They use saline, and they do all the surgeries that we go through, and they survive.
Amazing.
And they don't do blood. And if I remember right, some of the non-medics were using saline when they didn't have access to blood for their soldiers that were down. And that was some time ago. The other thing is I got into the, you know, funeral home business a little bit because that's a crazy game. And you always find things out where us Christians are always behind. So, like, in a cemetery, to use a concrete vault, that's a cemetery regulation, okay? So everybody has to have their vault. But the Muslims and the Jews, because I believe in composting, so I like to be on the dirt, you know? And if you're in a vault, I'm going to throw dirt on you, because I want you to compost.
There you go.
But anyhow, the Jews and the Muslims do not use the lid. Flip the concrete vault over and put it on top of the casket. Because really what you're trying to do is prevent backhoes, and they got really small equipment now, so you don't have to worry about 13,500-pound backhoe going over the graves anymore. But that keeps it from collapsing more, because it would collapses anyhow when you dig dirt, you know.
Yep.
So, yeah, what other thing? Let's see. Chemtrail report. The last 3 days I've been out and about here, and they're, I call them, they're tankers. And usually they come over about 4 o'clock going to the west when they're spraying. But they've been going north and south, east and west, and they're going slower and they're lower. So I don't know what they're doing to us, but I did hear something talking about 20.
Huh? Playing tic-tac-toe in the sky.
Well, they are, but you couldn't see because the sky wasn't that much high pressure, you know?
Right.
Or no, that's not right, but I've seen it tic-tac-toe because you guys out west had that problem first, and then I saw it one night here coming out of an emergency management meeting, and nobody else saw it because nobody else looks up, you know, and the sun was setting, and you couldn't. I didn't think you could miss it like that one guy said, you know? But I don't know what they're spraying on us. And the other thing I want to tell you about Vietnam is there was a guy that at one time was the MC at Butler University, which is a real mind-bending university up there north of Indy. And I saw him in the store, and he usually keeps me up with all the little crazy people they have run through there. And he goes to me, Darlene, do you know the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is over in Vietnam making sure all those people have jobs? And I said, no, I didn't know that, but I bet you I know why. My hunch would be we never got our POWs back, and if we don't appease Vietnam, they'll let us have our POWs back.
Well, it's funny you should mention that, Darlene, because now Apple is reporting that they are going to begin producing their MacBook line of laptop computers out of Vietnam by mid-next year, and they're going to pull all that production out of China.
Mm-mm-mm.
So maybe there's a little correlation there.
Maybe. The other thing is I heard him say something about 24 millibars on the weather today, and I can't remember what number McCanny gave, and I'm hoping that's the same number. But he said it's manipulated if it's under so many bars.
Well, yeah, and see, the thing is we were talking yesterday that it's basically 1 millibar per hour within a 24-hour period. And so if you've got noticed that we've, you know, had a 24 millibar increase, there's something weird going on here. That's extreme.
Yeah, I think I think you know the 3 days of massive spraying.
You never know. I mean, that's why I pointed out yesterday, Darlene, about geoengineering and back to Dane Wigington again. You know, I mean, what aren't they telling us?
Well, it's getting to the point where when you say thank you for your service, and I know not all the guys are messing with the weather and all this other crazy stuff that the military is doing, like the jab. I'm getting really jaundiced listening to that.
Yeah.
And I do know a few vets that say, no, don't thank me because I didn't follow my constitutional orders either. You know, so, and I've talked to a guy from Afghanistan because, you know, everybody's committing suicide. And I said, you want to, and I'm not going to tell you my opinion, but he was, he pretty much let on. That was probably the problem was what they did in Afghanistan. And he was just, and there's probably other conflicts, you know. But these guys are over here now because I saw in the Epic Times they flew quite a few planes over these guys. And I'd hate to see what their payback's going to be if he did what he told me.
Yeah.
Or they did, because it wasn't just him. But he said he'll never get out of hell for what he did. And I tried to tell him, well, wait a minute, we can straighten that out too for you, you know.
Yep.
But I, you know. So
sad, a lot of it going on.
Right. So. All right, I'll leave you be.
Appreciate your call.
Merry Christmas. And
same to you.
Thank you for all the good stuff you do and report.
Well, we appreciate that, and not only that, but I bet you'll be glad they'll be listening to us in the morning starting January 2nd from 7 to 9 a.m.
Ah, yes, I will be, because I just called Todd to say you guys are off the air on 13.845, but Todd, as always, is right on it.
Yeah, well, and the thing is that we won't be on there after the first of the year, but we will be on 7.490 live. So that's a good thing.
That'll
people
work.
Can call in off
that'll
the shortwave. Work. So thank you, Darlene. We appreciate
right.
you. God bless and Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
all right,
be
back.
Safe,
yep, be safe. Yep. All right, here we go. Ukraine. Remember yesterday they had this little conversation. We're talking about the Ukrainian porn star. Volodymyr Zelensky. You know, this really, what blows me out?
Well, you know what chaps my hide?
It's one of those things where we get out of Afghanistan miserably. I mean, 13 people died. We haven't lost anybody the whole time we're there virtually. That 13 people, the day we're pulling out, did get killed. And he's sitting there looking at his damn wristwatch when they're bringing the caskets off the plane. And now, well, we don't need to be any more wars. And all of a sudden, everybody, including a lot of the GOP, oh, we need to be supporting Ukraine because, you know, hey, you know what? Look, if you guys want to speed up nuclear war, tell Putin right now, because see, here's Lindsey Graham shooting off at the mouth again, saying the only way that we're going to get out of Ukraine is we take out Putin. And it's like, okay, now you just, as a standing senator, just made a veiled threat to assassinate Russia's guy, you know, their main squeeze, you know, Putin. You want it? Vladimir, did you hear that? Did you hear Lindsey spout off at the mouth? He smiles for the camera. Yeah. Well, dental work, sir. Yeah. And then you make that comment. We got to take out Putin. Well, and so what does Biden do? Biden goes out, gets us out of one war, and gets us into another one. So if you really want to see D.C. nuked, just let your politicians run amok and do whatever in the hell they want. Because they're looking at $110 billion over the course of this year sending to Ukraine. Today, as a matter of fact, they imposed sanctions on 10 Russian naval entities over Russian operations against Ukrainian ports. Like, that's going to have any impact at all. You really think Russia cares about stupid Joe Biden? You really think they care? Tucker the other night was playing all the Biden flubs, you know, from all his press conferences where he's sitting there every time he opens his mouth. And I mean, you know, I can't, every time I see him eating an ice cream cone, I get these very, very weird visions, you know, of him and his daughter in the shower. It's like, Joe, you pedo. I just got a real problem with that. He, you know, you walk like a duck. It's the duck. Remember the duck thing?
Yeah, just remember, say the magic word. The duck comes down, you win $100. It's a common word, something you find around the house every day.
Yeah, you remember that, little Groucho Marx. See, I'm dating myself again.
Yeah, it's time to play. You bet your wife.
No, I think it's you bet your life. All right, Kevin in Ohio, how are you, sir?
Yeah, man, I want to tell you, I'm sitting here like a Cheshire cat right now, grinning. We have this lousy forecast coming, and
I know.
I heat my wood, and my pile is about 80 feet from my house. And so when it starts raining and snowing, I got trouble running that wheelbarrow across that lawn. And
no doubt,
so I got up this morning. I got about nine wheelbarrows where my 9 wheelbarrows full of wood right here beside my wood burner now. I'm good through about Tuesday at least. And
that's a good thing. Do you have a rick? Do you have a rick out there by that, by your burner?
Oh no, man. I use a floor space, and right now I tell you, I got seven wheelbarrows sitting right in front of it. And a couple chairs outside, covered up right beside the door. So I'm good.
So you have a wood burning stove? Yeah, you got a wood burning stove?
No, just a wood burner, but I can heat stuff on top of it. It's got a nice steel plate.
That was my next question, is whether or not you can cook on it. So I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a mild heat, but it can eventually get done. And I want to mention, I watched some of that speech last night, and every time those dirty crooks stood up during that speech, and I gave them the Hawaiian salute over and over and over again.
I'll bet you did.
I had to. And then I have to pray at night, you know, God, please forgive me, But I can't help it. And you are right. They moved us straight from Afghanistan to Ukraine because they have to have endless wars. And oh my God, pray against us every night, every day, constantly. And lastly, I have to start climbing all over a new representative that we have that get out of Ukraine. But first and foremost, get the January 6th protesters out of their persecution and their torture chambers, and God help them. I know it, Kevin.
What do you know? What the government also has. We talked about this yesterday. $2.63 billion to further support prosecutions related to the January 6th attack on the Capitol and domestic terrorism cases. Let's not forget about that. That's so they can continue their selective prosecution.
Oh my God! What do you need that much money for? God.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's like, how many more people are you going to falsely accuse of stuff? Yeah, this is a problem.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Dave.
This is a problem.
God bless you.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Kevin. God bless you, too. Merry Christmas. Chance, how you doing, sir? What's going on in West Virginia?
Hello, Dave Meister. You mentioned Joe Byrd. I believe you meant Robert C. Byrd. He was our
Robert
senator.
C. Byrd, yeah. Yeah, Joe Byrd. You know why I was thinking Joe Byrd? Joe Byrd and the Field Hippies were a band out of 1968 that were a protest band that did a song called Mr. Fourth of July, and it was a slam on Lyndon Baines Johnson. I actually have the album American Metaphysical Circus where that was off of, and there was another song, a druggy song called You Can't Ever Come Down, and that's what got me turned on to Joe Byrd and the Field Hippies in the first place.
Let me tell you something.
Robert Byrd. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Let me tell you something else. Robert Byrd, he quote, I think just before I moved here or the year I moved here, I can't recall. He was a member of the KKK, number one. And number two, he was accused by Kathy O'Brien, I don't know if you remember her, of being a monarch. A sex-programmed slave. Yeah. So, in other words, birds of a feather. See what I mean, him and Biden. And, But you know what? He was extremely intelligent, and he was a strict constitutionalist. So, go figure. I mean, the people here in my state, they loved him for some reason. But the point, it just goes to show, Biden and Byrd, right? This weird crap has been going on for a long time, and now people are just starting to hear about Biden and his shower escapades with his daughter. See what I mean, Dave Meister? This has been going on a long time, and it's finally starting to surface in little pieces for the general public to hear now. And that's all I had to say now. And Merry Christmas, Dave.
Same to you, sir. God bless you, and, you know, take care over the holidays. I know it's probably going to get some snow out there, and it's going to get cold folks, we're looking at, I don't know, I'm looking at geoengineering here. I don't see any other way around all this. Even my own kids are in denial that our government wouldn't do anything like that. Oh, yeah, just like the jab. Yeah, our government wouldn't do anything like that either. I know. All right, we're moving along here. The Canadian Border Services Agency has been using a Chinese communication technology for years that's been banned by the U.S. on national security grounds. Hytera Communications, that's the Chinese company. They've been using this technology for about 5.5 years, tech banned by the United States over spying fears. Well, whatever, you know. Hey, we let them in here. Biden's owned by the Chinese government, folks. I think we're going to find that out when the new Congress takes over. I don't know what good it's going to do. I mean, they're going to make a point and people are going to recognize it, just like the Republican hierarchy now in Congress has come out with their own scenario on January 6th. You know, they are a group of five House Republicans in a on a shadow committee. Released a report yesterday with key findings about security failings they say were ignored by the official Democrat-led House January 6th committee. Yep, they're pointing fingers at Pelosi and the U.S. Capitol Police. Republicans were intentionally excluded from security conversations by then-House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving at the direction of Pelosi's office. So you see, not all the truth has come out, but it is starting to. Trump already pointed out the fact that he offered to send 20,000 National Guard troops there. Now, why would you try to indict a president or accuse him of obstruction or incitement or whatever the case may be? Why would you go after somebody when they already offered you 20,000 troops to stop anything from happening? Oh, but then they had Ray Epps, and he's not going to get prosecuted at all. And they got videotape on this guy forever and a day, telling people like Gene Hackman on Enemy of the State to those guys sitting out in the truck, get in there, get in there. You need to get in there. There's going to be a bloodbath. They need to get in there. Yeah. You see, when you have somebody out there inciting a problem like he did, and the guy up in the tower barking to everybody to go march on the Capitol. I didn't see President Trump out there doing that, did you? No. Nah, but they want to hang him out to dry because they don't want him in office again. No, we can't have him back in office again. He might actually do something good for the country, right, Bob? Bob in Missouri, welcome to the show.
Yeah, well, it's just Bernie. You're talking about Joe Byrne, the field hippies.
Yeah, probably, I know that. Waiting to die. Yep.
Yeah. You can't ever come down. That was one of the best LSD songs.
I love that song, man. I love that song.
Oh, it was great. The guitar and everything. That was the best LSD song ever made. Joe Byrne, the field hippies. Now, yep. Another thing about entertainment, that woman was talking about the fluoride. You know, they flaunt it in your face. I don't know if you realize this, Dave. Do you ever see the movie Dr. Strangelove?
Yes.
George C. Scott, Peter Sellers. Anyway, it was about a commander sending a bomber squadron over to bomb Russia because they had started putting fluoride in our water. He was talking about the precious bodily fluids being destroyed. So they made a big joke about it. Okay, they're doing it to you, but they're making a big joke about it in Hollywood. That's the way it works. You know, this is a propaganda machine. Let's make them laugh. Let's make them laugh, but we can do anything we want to them, okay? It's just like you're talking like... what they've done, I hate to say it, the dentist, you know, one of the most evil things that dentists have done. Have you ever heard that term, mad as a hatter?
Oh, yeah. Nice cliche, huh?
You know how that came about, don't you?
Enlighten me.
Well, the hatters used to use mercury to stiffen up the rims on the hat. And they go cuckoo, because they're using mercury.
Uh-huh.
And the dentist had the highest suicide rate in the country. And the reason being, they don't even know this because, you know, the dentistry schools, all these medical schools are just propaganda machines. But they're working with mercury all the time. And that's when they had the highest suicide rate. And that's the reason people today have gone cuckoo because they're putting mercury in your head and that you call amalgams. And it's leaking into your brain. So you should have all those mercury fillings taken out.
I did.
need. You know, we should make
every
sure everybody.
Every one of them. Every one of them I had taken out. Yeah, I sure did.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, another thing, Dave, you had a guy on talking about, he was talking about, like, he knew something about the Bible. He was talking about the sun coming down and being seven times hotter and it's going to burn up the earth.
Yep.
He was talking about in Revelations. He's a little bit, he's a little bit off. What are you talking about in there? You can read in Revelations. The only thing I mentioned about the sun is being black as sackcloth. And that's what that is. It's just a term used back then as a change of governments. But what it's talking about was Jesus is coming back. He was talking about people hiding underneath the rocks and stuff because the sun being seven times hotter. That's just some hopey BS, okay? It's because if you read in Revelation, it's because Jesus is coming back. When he's there, everybody's going to be hiding. It has nothing to do with the sun. It's talking about Christ, you know, in there. So I don't know where he gets his information from, this hopey stuff, but that was totally, totally erroneous. It had nothing to do with the sun. It has all to do with Jesus coming back. When he comes back, people would be hiding under the rocks to escape judgment from him, okay? What else?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head, yep. And we're coming up to the break, so.
Listen, man, listen, you have if I don't talk to you, you have a Merry Christmas, be safe.
And, you did the same, God bless you, sir.
Hey, man, it's all coming together, and we're going to win this in the near future.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. Come together right now over me. All right. Thank you, Bob, for that call. And, of course, now I just pray. Let's say a prayer. You know, I understand all these migrants have been invited into this country, and I know it's going to just upset the apple cart in everybody's world. El Paso is getting ready to shelter 10,000 migrants. I'd like to know how they're going to do it in advance of the freeze. This Title 42 thing is not good for America. It's not good for any of us. And this further compounds the back channel I get about people stockpiling guns, food, and ammo because they think all of this at some point in time is going to come to roost. In fact, ICE is now preparing to release illegal immigrants into the state of Tennessee. So those of you up there, wow, you need to call Marsha Blackburn's office and have a little chat because I think she's a little frustrated. You need to let her know that. Tony Gonzalez from Texas, the Republican congressman down there, says the conditions at the border, he's never seen them this bad. Oh, when we're getting ready to have a bomb cyclone. We'll be back after the top of the hour break here on the Power Hour with our guests. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.